Okay, yes, thank you. That's no problem. I've been here the last 2 days. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates. While I do have a lot to say about the OPCW and its Scientific Advisory Board, I will do my best to keep this brief. I want to say at the onset that it is my hope that the work of the OPCW SAB continues to provide strong evidence to the importance and utility of a science advisory mechanism for a disarmament and nonproliferation convention. I'm happy to speak to anyone offline who would like to chat further on what the SAB is doing and how it is operating. This is just a reminder slide detailing what the SAB is and the breadth of its work. The SAB is a board comprised of 25 esteemed experts from OPCW member states. They may serve a total of 2 consecutive 3-year terms, so 6 years in total. It's important to note that the SAB members provide advice in an independent capacity and do not and should not operate on behalf of their country. And the SAB meets at least once a year to discuss all developments in science and technology that are relevant to the Chemical Weapons Convention, which are many. And after each SAB session, a report is generated that is then made available on the OPCW site and to states parties. This schematic is also a reminder of how the SAB interacts with the Technical Secretariat and states parties. The SAB's main function is to act as a scientific advisory board for the Director General of the OPCW. Hence, most of the interactions are of a nature between the board and the Director General. I would say that the main takeaway from my intervention here today is that while the ongoing pandemic has certainly affected the means by which the SAB convenes and operates, it has not impacted its ability to conduct the important work and provide scientific advice to the Director General and states parties. Over the last 18 months, we've had 4 virtual sessions. We have overseen the completion of 1 TWG and started another. And we have continued to assist the Technical Secretariat in its projects and in its capacity building events. I want to take this opportunity to acknowledge the funding sources that support the SAB. While the OPCW covers the core budget of the SAB's work, temporary working groups and other projects, like the Plant Biomarkers Challenge, require additional funding. The European Union has been very generous over the last few years in its support of the board. While the transition to virtual sessions has necessitated a condensation of the session lengths, the participation has been excellent, and we have found that, while not a like-to-like substitute, the ability to conduct sessions virtually provides an additional dimension that is worth sustaining moving forward. In terms of building rapport, having robust discussion, covering sensitive topics, and breadth and depth of meeting, there is no substitution at this time for in-person sessions. However, when considering the time of our board members and external speakers, there are benefits that virtual sessions can provide. As such, the SAB is looking to enhance its work by incorporating virtual sessions into its schedule even after in-person sessions return to being the go-to option. The other topic I want to briefly update everyone on is the new temporary working group on the analysis of biotoxins established by the OPCW Director General. This is an area of interest to both states parties of the CWC and the BTWC. The TWG has 15 members with a broad geographic representation. The TWG will also be enhanced by invitation of additional scientific and technical experts at its meetings. There are 7 main questions posed by the Director General for consideration by the TWG. These are being considered by five subgroups. Question A is focused on underlying requirements of investigations of alleged use and is being considered by the first subgroup. Questions B and C are being tackled by subgroup 2 and cater to the types and classes of toxins that the TWG should focus its efforts on, trying to be inclusive of all compounds of biological origin that may be relevant while bounding the list for consideration. Subgroup 3 is considering question D. What are the technical requirements for analysis of the most relevant types of biological toxins? Subgroup 4 is looking at the questions related to identifying and ensuring harmonization of investigations of alleged use, specifically in terms of the analysis techniques used, the quality controls in place, and the reporting requirements. And lastly, the fifth subgroup is considering the final question, the institutional and legal considerations that should be considered and cultivated to ensure success moving forward in a cooperative approach to the analysis and investigation of alleged use of biological toxins. Finally, the TWG is well underway. It has already met twice virtually and is looking to hold an in-person meeting later this calendar year. Moving forward, it is looking to conduct its work similarly to the SAB, a hybrid approach allowing the TWG to benefit from both in-person and virtual meeting modalities. Thank you again, Mr. Chairman, for allowing me a few minutes to provide these updates. And as I mentioned, I'm happy to take any questions or further discuss any of these points bilaterally offline. Thank you.